Nashville is in a building boom, but for new skyscrapers and condo buildings to go up, something else often has to be knocked down. As WPLN's Nina Cardona reports, one local artist is trying to capture what could be lost in the process.
Jorge Yances speaks with a Colombian accent, but don't let that fool you. Nashville is his home, just as much as Cartagena. The artist was 13 when his family moved here, and one of his new paintings shows a particular wall where he spent a lot of time as a teen.
In the 60s, 70s, there was an alley right there by the Belcourt Theater. I remember with all the pipes hanging out, we used to just put the paintings on top of that. People came along and bought our work.
All of the paintings in this collection depict Nashville walls in close-up. Not buildings, just sections of wall. Canvases are filled with images of worn red brick, the purpley pink of Tootsie's Orchid Lounge, the brown brick around the black metal door to costume maker Manuel's old Midtown studio.
If you take a moment, take a time, take a look, and you see that it's more there than just a brick and a black door.
There are faces and bodies painted so they almost seem to be part of the masonry. Images that pop out where a wall's grime or the light's shadow curves and bends. Some you notice quickly. Those belong to people who've loomed large in the culture. Johnny Cash, Martin Luther King Jr. But others are hidden so well it takes a few minutes to notice a pair of eyes or the curve of a hip. They're like ghosts.
There's so much soul into these old doors and back alleys and things like that. That's where you find the soul of Nashville.
Johnson finds the soul of his other home city in its buildings, too. But in Cartagena, he says, the structures tend to stand for hundreds of years.
Here in Nashville, somehow they just get going. They put, you know, pretty buildings and beautiful things like that. But you know, things that I remember are no longer there anymore.
Johnson says his first Nashville home has been bulldozed and replaced by apartments. His second one stands, but the street around it is unrecognizable. So, he says, the memories of those places can only live on in his paintings. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Nina Cardona.